السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. It's very, very encouraging to see such a large attendance of our brothers from all over the province. May Allah Ta'ala accept our coming here. My dear brothers, the fikr that was put forward by our three senior zimmedars of the province is the real thing, is the real fikr, my dear brothers. I was very, very much affected by everyone's talk, and may Allah Ta'ala give me also the tawfiq to make amal, my dear brothers. This is the work. See, when people are in the maidan, when they're in the field, we're on the ground, see, then the concern will come, the worry will come. See, if you don't go out for gush, you don't knock at somebody's door, you don't know what is the condition of the brother. When you see in which plight and condition he is, then it'll affect your heart. Sitting at home, that won't happen, my dear brothers. Remember, my dear brothers, this work of Dawat and Tabligh is not something small. If we only knew what rewards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept for us in this work, wallah, we will not do anything else but this work. When Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab rahmatullah alayhi came for the first time in South Africa, 1975, the istima took place where the Nurul Islam Masjid is now in Lens. So there was a little tent there, which we used for mashura, probably about 3 by 6. We used for mashura, about 10, 15 of us were sitting there. And Haji Sahab, rahmatullah, told us something, which I would like to share with you. He said, Maulana Yusuf Sahab, rahmatullah, had sent a jamaat of about 3 elders to go to Hijaz. Hijaz means Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, Jeddah, all these places. To go and start the work of tabligh there. Can you imagine? In a country from where the deen started, in a country from where the deen went throughout the world, now we're going to back to ask them to do the same work which they have forgotten about it. Nevertheless, in the jamaat was Maulana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Mawlana Ubaidullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. I think there was one more person, I can't remember his name. Haji Sahib spelt all this. He had vivid memory. He says, we were in Makkah, Mukarramah, in a small house. Those who've been to Hajj in those days, in the 60s, early 70s, you would have seen those original homes of the Arabs in Makkah, Mukarramah itself. Simple homes, low, baked mud on the walls, simple upstairs, tiny homes, no windows. Those days, there was not a single window with glass in Makkah Mukarramah and Madina Munawwara. They had shutters. Open the shutter, the fresh air comes in. Close the shutter, it's dark, night. So Haji Sahib was saying that we were sitting together and making mashwara now, how to start the work of Dawat and Tabligh in Hijaz. While they were making mashwara, suddenly, from nowhere, a total stranger pitches up by the door at the entrance to the room. He holds the threshold, the upper part of the room, upper part of the door, like that. He holds it, he stands right at the entrance, and then Haji Sahib vividly described his appearance. He had a kurta and he had a lungi. And he stared at them and he asked them one question. What are you doing here? What are you doing here? That time there was no fear. The work of Dawat and Tabligh was unknown to the Arabs. There was no fear of the government or the kingdom or police or anybody disrupting you, taking you away, locking you up for good. No such thing. So everyone was dumbfounded. When they came to the senses, in inverted commas, they asked this person, this person made a statement. So nobody could reply. He asked them, what are you doing? So nobody replied, they all were dumbfounded. So he himself said, agar tumhe pata chale ke jis fikr ke saath aap yahan baithe hain is par Allah pak tumhe kya ajr dega to khushi ke mare tumhara kalaja phat jayega aur tum mar jayenge. You understood? If you only knew what are the rewards in store for you for the fikr that you are making here, then out of happiness, out of sheer happiness, you'll be so happy that your livers will tear and you'll collapse and you'll die out of joy. One is people die out of fear. Here you'll die out of joy. After saying this, he turned around and he disappeared. So when the elders came, as they said, to the senses, they realized, they got shocked, what is this? So they sent one person to go and just call him back, see who is calling back. When he went out of the door, that person was ghaib, he was not there. He was not there. So you should know who he was. Sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the work that you and I are doing. For the last couple hours that we're making fikr, this is the fikr, my dear brothers. So the elders say, iman wa ihtisab. We must have yaqeen in the promises of Allah. Yaqeen that what Allah Ta'ala has promised us, we are definitely going to get. Haji Abdul Wahab Sahib used to always emphasize this. Ab tak hamare andar ye yaqeen nahi aaya hai, is kaam ka. We haven't got the yaqeen in the solution to all our problems is in this work. May Allah Ta'ala give us the yaqeen also. Now my dear brothers, our three previous speakers have put forward everything that needed to be put forward. We are meeting after a very, very long time due to circumstances. May Allah Ta'ala accept our gathering here and all those azaims that were made. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy to fulfill not only the azaim but even to increase on them, inshallah. Say inshallah. We are not going to do it. Neither our effort is going to do it. Allah is going to do it. And that is what we are talking about all the time in our bayans. Whether it's a gush bayan, or whether it's any other bayan, that's our slogan. Allah does, Allah does. So we don't put our trust on ourselves, our efforts, our experiences. We put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers, as we heard, our elders are coming from India, Pakistan and Bangladesh. After a long time, a lot of invitations were sent. Invitations were sent from September, October last year to the elders in writing. Unfortunately, they couldn't come because they've been so busy, and of course the conditions were here such that they couldn't come. But alhamdulillah, now when we were there in November, dawat was given to them, and they have